I'm Elena Hutchins Lyle.
And I'm Harvinder Vadva.
We're the hosts of Inappropriate Questions, and we're back with season 3.
With some fantastic guests, we break down questions like,
is asking where are you from appropriate small talk?
Is it okay to ask a coworker how much do you make?
Should you ask a polyamorous person, do you get jealous?
Inappropriate Questions season 3. Available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
I'm Dr. Brian Goldman. This is White Coat Black Art.
That wind is nippy, isn't it?
I've come to Chartwell Terrace on the square.
Can I get the door for you?
It's a retirement residence in Waterloo, about an hour west of Toronto.
Please join us in the Great Hall for our seated fitness. So that'll be happening on the second floor at 9:30. Seated fitness. Everyone is welcome.
I'm not here for the seated fitness.
Also, there'll be mini manicures downstairs in the Heritage Room at 9:30. So you can join the girls downstairs, the glamour girls downstairs for manicures at 9:30 in the Heritage Room on floor 1.
That's more like it. I've come here on a late winter Saturday morning to watch med students from McMaster University, not to practice medicine, but to do manicures on the residents who live here.
Which one's top and which one's base?
I think it says on it.
It says at the bottom. I just always
this is base.
Harleen Chahal and some of her classmates unpacked bottles of polish and base. This is Harleen's baby. She heard about Glamour Gals. The not-for-profit was started in the U.S. 2 decades ago. Its mission is to use manicures and makeup to put young people and seniors together. There are chapters all over North America. This one was started by Harleen.
So I'm just setting up, putting out the nail polishes, the tablecloths, and the sorts of makeup that we're allowed to do with Glamour Gals. There's, like, for example, we can't cut nails, and we can't do hair, because apparently you need to be licensed to do hair. But we can put on blush, we can put on some foundation, do their nails, paint them.
Harleen's a second-year med student. Since August 2023, she and students she recruited have been giving up a precious sleep-in on the last Saturday of each month to come here. Med students do not have a lot of free time. So why did you decide to create a chapter of Glamour Gals?
So when I started to figure out I had a little bit more free time when I got kind of accustomed to the flow of med school, I wanted to do some sort of a community service action, because I feel like as med students in this community, we kind of take from the community. We show up to patients' appointments and we're like, hey, can we just be involved in your care? You can't really give much there. You try to give as much as you can as a med student. And I felt a little bit uneasy almost about just taking so much from the community. So I wanted to do a community service sort of action, and Glamour Girl seemed perfect. Yeah.
What Harleen just said is unusual. Back in my day, my mentors taught me that even as a student member of the team, I was entitled to act like I was providing service to patients. Harleen wants to earn that right. So why nails? What is it about doing nails and makeup that's helpful, important?
Yeah, so I feel like elderly individuals kind of have limited mobility sometimes, or eyesight issues, and they still really value their getting their nails done or their makeup done. And you can see the smiles on their face. I remember there was one lady who was like, I can't wait to show my granddaughters how my nails look. They really value it. And I also kind of grew up doing my grandparents' nails. And with my grandma, I remember just practicing my makeup skills on her or doing her nails. And she loved it. And it was like a great way for us to bond. And her telling me about her childhood stories about how she used to walk to go get nail polish to do it herself in a really small village in India. And so a lot of bonding.
I've only been here a few minutes and already I can see a lot of bonding. The residents are trickling in 2 or 3 at a time until 15 show up. More residents than students, so some will have to wait. Marie Galloway came early. She's 98 and a regular. Emily Zhang, a classmate of Harleen's, has already started grooming Marie's nails. They let me sit in.
Do you want to keep the natural shape?
Yes.
Okay, and then is it okay if we do clear coats today?
That's good.
Okay, yeah, and then some lotion.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with the filing.
The transactional part is the nails. The key is the conversation.
Do you have kids?
I have three sons. Yes. I have 10 grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
18 great-grandchildren. They keep me poor at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
but I'm very fortunate to have the family I do, you know. I can look around and see those who don't have the...
Check the shape, if you like the shape.
No, yeah, that's fine.
Fine? Okay, good. I just like to double check.
No, that's fine. That's all. What about your family? How many? Do you have any brothers, sisters?
Yeah, I have a brother. He lives mainly in the States, so he lives pretty far away. He is a cardiologist there, so a heart doctor.
Marie may be 75 years older than Emily, but Glamour Gals gives them the time to discover what they have in common. If this were a clinic and Marie, Emily's patient, there'd be little time for this.
For other jobs, it's sort of like that's your career, but I think in medicine, it's like almost like amalgamating like what job you pick is really going to determine what your life is going to look like, you know, like what you're going to be doing. And so it's a lot of pressure.
I'm sure it'll all work out for you.
Did you work?
Well, yes. It was almost unheard of for girls to go to university. No, I graduated from high school. That was the extent. And I became a teller at the bank.
Oh, really?
After I was married and my youngest son was old enough, I started working as a secretary. I've never worked as long as my children were. That's what women did.
So is there anything else I can do for you today, Marie?
No, I think you've done a wonderful job, and I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When I ask Emily what she takes from her encounter with Marie, she reminds me that the manicurist is a med student. Soon, we're talking about loneliness and its impact on health and wellness.
There are plenty of seniors living by themselves whose children, if they had children, if they have children, they've moved far away and they don't visit them very often, and they are lonely. That is a real thing, and that's one of the products of our society, isn't it?
That's very true. And I think that we don't give enough credit to those people, and that I think when younger people experience loss, we think of it as they're just going through a hard time and that it's not always going to be like that. But when we think about elderly people who go through loss, we think of it as sort of this pervasive perception that they're always going to be lonely. But I think that we need to change that sort of mentality, in that they're going through a hard time. It's difficult, but it's not always going to be like that. It doesn't always have to be like that, and they're resilient people.
What kind of physician do you want to be? Or surgeon?
At this point, it's hard to say, but I will say that I definitely am interested in ENT or otolaryngology, and it's interesting that I'm here today as one of the patient populations includes elderly patients. And I think what's most interesting about ENT to me is that you're really able to help the way that people experience or interact with the world in terms of your most primal senses. And when you age, those senses naturally just decrease. And it, as I said, mentioned earlier, that's a huge risk factor for isolating yourself, just in the way that if you can't hear as well, sometimes people just nod and say yes, even though they can't hear you or understand you. And so one of the reactions or natural reactions to that is you don't want to be a burden, and you just sit back and don't really participate in conversations, is what sort of happens with a lot of elderly people who can't hear.
Have you done guy's nails here?
I have, actually, yeah.
And is there a difference between men and women when it comes to loneliness and finding people to finding companionship?
That's an interesting question. Personally, I haven't. At least here, I haven't noticed a significant difference. But I think in terms of men, I think there's more of this increased risk potentially of becoming socially isolated, and the fact that I think women are sometimes more communicative with their emotional needs. And I think that comes from a society that builds up women as emotional caretakers and caretakers of families and homemakers, as Marie was talking about, and men as sort of, you know, breadwinners and having to be strong for the sake of the family. So I think it's easy for men to sort of bottle up what they're thinking and their emotional needs. And so I think that's definitely a big risk factor for social isolation in and of itself.
Harlene has more to say about the guys who come to this monthly event.
What about Glamour Guys? Have you ever thought about doing that?
Oh, yeah. Like, the guys are welcome to join. I just feel like A, there's not a lot of guys that are at campus. B, I think that they kind of think that they need to know how to do nails, because what if a girl asks or a woman asks for their nails, like nail polish done? So they're kind of hesitant, but we're trying to recruit guys, yeah. Some of the guys don't get their nails done with nail polish, but they still get them filed. And you can tell when they look down at their hands, they have like a glow on their face and they're so excited about how they look. Yeah.
So guys do show up.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. There's one guy, Terry, who kind of comes on a regular basis and we just file his nails for him. Yeah.
Right on cue. Here comes Terry.
Are you Terry?
Yes, and you're Brian.
Yes. My appearance has been foretold.
Yes, I got an advance warning about you.
You got advance warning about me?
Yes.
Nothing good, I expect.
Oh, she just raved about you.
Yes. Oh, that's kind. I'm Brian Goldman.
Okay, Terry Oleksiu.
Pleased to meet you. Terry Oleksiu is 80. He's been at Chartwell just over 2 years. He tells me he's still adjusting to living in a retirement residence.
I'm learning to grow into being an old man. Everyone's asleep by 7. I'm not.
You're a night owl?
Yeah, I spent a long time in restaurants and bars and discos.
Oh, so...
As an operator, not a patron.
Terry started having memory problems. One day, he left the stove on. That's when Terry and his wife had a serious discussion about what to do next.
And I said, I think we should do something. And she said, well, can't get rid of the stove, get rid of you.
Really?
No, no.
No.
Something to that effect.
Is this a new experience for you, getting your nails done?
Third time. And I'm down here because I messed up myself about 4 days ago. I cut them too short and wrecked them, and it's strange. But now when I get dressed, and I zippers and buttons are virtually impossible for me. I've got arthritis and... I still fall. That's another problem.
So you've had your... This is the third time you've had your nails done. How do you like getting them done?
I like it. It's... when I found out that these people doing this work are medical students, it's even more astounding. And I grew up when women in medicine were basically RNs. And VONs, and now these are all doctor students. Well, I think it's fascinating. And they're very open. It's almost like talking to a bartender.
How many children do you have?
Three.
Do they visit you?
No, because they're all out of town, and they all have, they're all in BC. One daughter's local. I now get occasional visits from her.
What do you like about coming here once a month?
The place is lit up, and there's more chatter. One of the issues I've noticed, especially when we're sitting at our meal tables and so on, conversation is awkward because most of us have hearing impairment. So the conversations end up as very loud. They end up sounding like the Bickersons on radio from yesterday. So a lot of them... come down from wheels, they move on back to their rooms.
What do you learn from the time you spend with the medical students?
They're human, they're personable, they're easy to communicate with. There's a magic about the youth, the vitality, and it's almost a spirit thing.
A spiritual thing.
Yep. There's a connection. There's the human touch.
Well, I have really enjoyed speaking with you, and I want to thank you for taking the time to tell me your story.
Well, Brian, I've enjoyed spending time with you.
We'll be right back.
I'm Elena Hudgens-Lyle.
And I'm Harvinder Wadhwa.
We're the hosts of Inappropriate Questions, and we're back with Season 3.
With some fantastic guests, we break down questions like...
Is asking where are you from appropriate small talk?
Is it okay to ask a coworker how much do you make?
Should you ask a polyamorous person, do you get jealous?
Inappropriate Questions Season 3. Available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to White Coat Black Art. This week, Harleen Chahal and fellow med students do manicures at a retirement residence and affirm the power of connection to battle loneliness in seniors. There's been a lot of talk lately about the burden of loneliness on well-being. As a health risk, its impact has been equated to smoking half a pack of cigarettes a day. A report by the National Institute on Aging found 58% of Canadians age 50 and older have experienced loneliness, while 40% are socially isolated. As we already heard, Harleen Chahal, a med student from McMaster who organizes the manicures, grew up with her grandparents in a multi-generational household. So did Pascal Tsai, another med student. I wanted to ask how their backgrounds and experience help them appreciate what many Canadian seniors may lack. So it sounds as if the people who, the early joiners, were comfortable being around seniors and having them as part of their lives. So tell me about that in your own family.
Oh, yeah. So I'm Punjabi, and a big part of my culture is like multi-generational living. So I kind of grew up with my grandparents either living with me or my cousins, and just seeing that. And I know how important it is to their mental health to be around family and just people to talk to. And I remember the first time I started volunteering in retirement homes was in the fifth grade. And I remember thinking it was such a strange concept for elderly individuals to kind of just live by themselves.
Pascal, what about you? Did you spend time with your grandparents as well? Did you live with your grandparents?
I didn't live with them. I definitely spent a decent amount of time with them. But I think I volunteered at Baycrest. It's a retirement residence in Toronto, for no particular reason other than to kind of get a foot in the healthcare field. But then when I was talking with older adults there, I realized how much I enjoyed it, just learning from their stories and being able to really just talk with them.
Okay, so you live in Canada,
yep.
And you have what you grew up with. You have the kind of home situation, multi-generational families, you know, living with grandparents as they age. Critique the situation in Canada.
I mean, it was a bit strange, like when I first started to realize that, like, Western culture, elderly individuals don't live with their children. But when I started to volunteer at retirement homes in the fifth grade, I also still kind of thought it was a little sad.
In the fifth grade?
Yeah. So my elementary school had this program where I think it was like once every 2 weeks we would go in on a Tuesday and just play bingo with the residents, because there was a retirement home in our community. So yeah, it was a bit sad at first. Because I knew when I went home, I would talk to my grandparents and, like, I could provide them that level of emotional support and just care. And I wanted to do that for other people in the community that might not have had that as well. But whatever I can do to kind of provide that emotional support and elder isolation in some sort of way, like, I want to be a part of that.
Most of the residents I met didn't talk about being lonely, but one did. I met Elizabeth Payne while Pascal was painting her nails a bright shade of coral. Elizabeth is 81 and a retired teacher. So how long have you been living here at Chartwell?
5 years.
Would you describe yourself as lonely?
Yes, as far as family goes. When I moved in here, it was after my husband died and I'd had major surgery, so I wasn't in my right mind, as it were. They found me unconscious in the backyard in the middle of the night. The neighbor's dog found me, and I was close to hypothermia. I had taken a sleeping pill on top of pain medication, which apparently is a big no-no.
That life-threatening episode led directly to Elizabeth moving in here. Two things I noticed about Elizabeth even before I met her. She gets around in a wheelchair. She was also the first resident to arrive for her manicure this morning. Both played into what she told me next.
You said you're lonely. What is it?
It's family activities that I don't really feel a part of anymore. My granddaughter got married, and I was excited about it, and I heard about the showers and the engagement party and all the preparation that was going on, but I didn't feel a part of it. I mean, a grandmother, right? You don't have any access to the planning part of it all.
Oh, you would have you wanted to be part of the planning and the kind of thing that happens from just being there, physically there with them all the time.
That's a good way to put it.
So what do you think of getting your nails here?
Oh, this is wonderful. I lived across from a spa, and when I quit smoking, I used my smoking money for manicures on a regular basis. And I miss that because transportation is always a biggie. When you're in a wheelchair and you try to go somewhere, you have to book a van a week ahead, and it's a hassle.
So instead of you having to go there, they're bringing the manicure here to you.
It's just so, I was outside the door before the time. I couldn't wait to.
You came early. I saw you came early. You were out. Yeah, you were the first here.
I did.
So being here once a month, this is one of the things that helps keep you from being lonely.
I think so, yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for telling me your story. I'm glad you were able to enjoy the experience today.
I really appreciate them. I hope they're getting lots of credit on their transcripts.
As a retired teacher, Elizabeth Payne knows all about the importance of transcripts. But transcripts aren't the only things med students like Pascal, Emily, and Harleen think about. They're part of a new generation who think that addressing social factors like loneliness are key to improving the health of their would-be patients. I wanted to ask the threesome about that. So how important is the social side of medicine and healthcare to the well-being of seniors and others who live in retirement homes, long-term care facilities, or people who are just older who are isolated in their own homes, their own apartments?
Yeah, I think it's incredibly important. Whenever I've done like family medicine electives or any sort of thing there, you can tell that people just want to talk. And it might not just be to share their medical concerns, but they just want to get stuff off their chest and have that social kind of relationship with someone who's willing to listen to them. And I think that Glamour Gals is a great way, because we're kind of in that healthcare world as med students, and we can show up and just be someone, a listening ear to someone, so that they have, you don't want to be bottled up, essentially. And I think that we're a great outlet for these people here.
What drove me specifically to Glamour Gals was that I think it's very easy to isolate yourself from society, and I think the risk factors for that increase as you age. You know, aging comes with lots of different physiological changes that are normal, like losing your hearing, maybe losing some of your eyesight, and that just getting more intimate with their specific living situation, their social life. And I think what I get out of it is being able to hear a lot of people's different lived experiences and being more empathetic towards that.
Thinking bigger about the social needs of people, how important is that compared to, like, you're learning how to take care of people in a healthcare, in a medical sense, but how important is it to take care of the social needs of patients?
I think it's incredibly important because when we become physicians, one of the main things is being able to empathize with patients and bond with them as human beings, separate from just providing direct medical care, like giving medications or doing surgeries or anything like that. I think it's so important to be able to connect with them. And what we're doing here, I think, is a really great way to kind of gain experience, just listening to people, hearing their stories, being able to connect with them. I think it's really great that we're being able to do this.
We're talking about seniors mainly here, but people who live in residences, in retirement residences and long-term care facilities. We don't have a lot of resources. There aren't a lot of resources, but you could say that we're putting resources into the wrong things. So you just nodded when I said that.
Yeah.
Harleen.
I think that one of the main reasons why I wanted to be involved in this sort of interview was to kind of spread the word about initiatives like Glamour Gals, where people can go into communities. I mean, we're kind of doing this for free. Like, we don't really, the retirement home is not paying us in any sort of way. So I think that, like, if you could put those finances towards more initiatives like this that could require a little bit more money, I think that would make a huge impact on ending elder isolation. And like you mentioned, isolation and loneliness is such a big factor in their health, and so I think that would make a huge impact.
This month's Glamour Gals is nearly done. Harlene Chahal isn't just a participant. She started this. I wanted to give her the last word.
Looking at all this, mm-hmm. you created all this.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
It makes me feel very happy, honestly. Just looking at, if you look around the room, everyone is smiling, everyone is laughing, and it's so nice to know that if it wasn't for this, a lot of the med students would probably be at home studying or doing something else to fill their time. And I think it's really cool that we're all here right now and socializing like this.
So you're getting as much out of it as you're putting into it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think we're getting a lot out of it. Yeah.
How do you bring what you accomplished here, the kind of thing that you're doing, this in kind of intense one-on-one, how do you bring that into medicine?
Well, I think that when we come here, we pick up on a lot of soft skills and learn how to communicate with people that we don't normally communicate on a regular basis. Like, I don't think a lot of us regularly have conversations with elderly individuals and learn those sorts of communication skills. And I'm already seeing those soft skills that I'm learning here being useful in my rotations and potentially when I'm a doctor as well.
The reason I mention it is that you will feel the pressure to move on and go quick, and not spend the time that it takes to get to know people here. Do you worry about that?
I do. I feel like when you first start off medicine, you have this idealized version of how much time you get to spend with each patient, how thorough you can be and how to cover everything. And then you see some of those more seasoned doctors going faster and faster. And I wonder if it comes with experience, just knowing the sorts of information that are really high yield. So I don't know, like I kind of worry about it, but I think that these sorts of experiences will give me some sort of insight into how to kind of approach those situations a little better.
May you be right. Harlene, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Show me your nails. Harlene is right. As a budding physician, she sees how little time we spend with each patient. Maybe doing the nails of residents who may one day be her patients is teaching her how to stay in the moment a bit longer to their benefit and hers. That's our show this week. If you'd like to comment, our email address is whitecoat@cbc.ca. This week's episode was produced by senior producer Colleen Ross and Jennifer Warren, with help from Stephanie Dubois, Samir Chabra, and Isabel Gallant. Our digital writer is Philip Drost. Our digital producer is Ruby Buiza. That's medicine from my side of the gurney. I'm Brian Goldman. See you next week.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.